talking about various issues that could come up through sales. Tonight we're going to talk about a very common problem, and that is if you buy something on approval. They say, I'm giving you a 30-day trial period, and if you like it, you can keep it. If not, just return it, and we'll give you your money back. Right, so that presents a clear rivis issue. Because why? Because I'm giving my $500 to this person and taking the computer on approval, and if I like it, I'll keep it, fine. But if I don't like it, so I lent him $500, and in return on him giving my $500 back, in addition to him giving me the $500 back, he gave me use of the computer for those 30 days. Right, now how do I know it's a problem? Because it's a price that the Gemara brings in Bar Metzia, Samech Yom Adays. Machal Abayis. Someone sold a person a house. Or Machal Asada, he sold him a field. Vamilun, the seller told the buyer. The Kesha Yuyuli Mos Hazirunla. You should know that I'm only selling this because I don't have the money, but I like the house, I like the field, and I'm selling it to you, but you should know whenever I have the money, I want to take it back. Also, you're not allowed to do that because what we just said, when I'm selling it to you, it's really like I'm lending you're lending me the money because I can take it back anytime. We'll see more clearly soon. The Braisa in the Sefer that says if the lokeach told the mocher, the buyer told the seller, if whenever you get the money, you should know, whenever you have the money, you can buy it back and I'll return it to you. Right? If it's the buyer who initiated this deal, so then it's mutter. Right? Then it's okay. We'll see soon what the difference between those two cases. It's really the same thing. One case, if the seller says, whenever I give you the money, I want it back, that's aser. But if the buyer says, whenever you give me the money, I'll give it back to you, then it's mutter. It seems the same. We'll see soon why it's aser. Right? Well, what the difference between the two is. Now, first of all, I want to know what the issue is. Mantana, who's the one who holds that this sale with this stipulation that you should be able to get it back is Asir, right? The case in the Reisha. Who's that go? Like Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Beredi Yeshua, Dilok Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, because if you think it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Tzad Echad Beribis Mutter. We've had this concept called Tzad Echad Beribis, that if I make a deal with someone, and the possibility could arise from that deal that there will be ribis, but it's also possible there won't be ribis involved. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether that's aser or mutter. We hold it's aser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter. So over here, this is like a case of tzad echad beribis, because I'm selling you the house. Now, if I don't get money ever to redeem it, it'll be a regular sale. I sold my house to you for whatever I sold it, and you keep the house, and I have the money. It's a regular sale. It's only because of the possibility that I might end up redeeming it. I might end up getting the $200,000 to buy my house back. So at that point, what was that $200,000 I was taking from you? That was a loan I did that I paid off my debts. I invested whatever I did with it. I took a loan from you, $200,000. I gave you back $200,000 plus the use of my house for those 2 years, whatever, 3 years, 5 years, however long it was. So it's only one chance that there could be a ribis. It's a possible chance of ribis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter. Our braisa that says it's aser must not be going like Rabbi Yehuda. It goes to leave with the hilchasa that we hold tzarech of ribis is aser, and that's why it's aser over here. Pashup shan the Gemara, the way Tosfos understands it is that this is a case of tzarech of ribis, because ain alchinami, if I end up never redeeming it, there was no iser performed because I gave you the $200,000, you gave me the house, and that's what we stood forever. It's a regular sale. It's only would be a problem if it's usher to do lechachil, because tzarech beribis is usher, because it might end up that you do give me the money back, and I do end up giving you the house back, so then the money that was transferred became a loan. The money was returned along with use of the house, and that constitutes beribis, which is tzarech beribis, and it's usher.
What happens if you don't pay back the first
No, well, when you when you buy a field this manja, you're only purchasing it, knowing that you have this amount of years. So it's like
you know, it's at the end, and you're really not.
Right, as I know, there's 25 years left, and it's worth to have the year $2,000 a year. So I pay $50,000 for you, knowing there's 25 years left. If it's 10 years left, I'll only pay $20,000 for it.
It's kind of like a rental.
Yeah, it's like a mechira lizman. It's a temporary sale. So let's just finish the Gemara. The Gemara is Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. What's the difference in the first case and the second case? The first case, once again, was if the seller initiates this ideal of if there's a, if I end up getting the money, I want my field back, my house back. So that's problematical. But the Seif was said if it's the buyer who said, who was a nice guy and said, look, if you give me the money, I'll give it back to you, then it's no problem. The Gemara is Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. In the Seif also, we should say there's still the same problem, because even though it was Lokeach's idea, or even though it was the buyer's idea, but if it ends up that the seller has the money, he gives the money back to the buyer, it ends up that the buyer had given this money to the seller as a loan, and in return got use of the house plus his money back from the loan, so what's the difference? So Amar Rava, Seifa Dama Lemi Daite. The Seifa is talking, it's not a deal, he wasn't forced to do it, he didn't make a binding agreement where he's forced to give back the field if he gets the money. He just said, look, you should know, I see that it's tough times for you. If you end up getting the money, I'll consider giving it back to you. So since he's not obligated to give it back, so there's no ribbis at all over here in this case, because if he wants, he doesn't have to give it back. And it's a complete sale, so you don't have to worry about a problem in that case. So what we've seen from this Gemara is that if I sell something to a person, and I give that person, and I have that option, I give this person notice that I have the option to buy it back, so then the halacha is that that's problematical, because the money I receive in the meantime is like a loan, is viewed as a loan, and in return for the loan I'm letting that person use my object. L'chara should not make a difference if the buyer has the right, if the seller has the right to cancel the loan, or if the buyer has the right to cancel the loan. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But the same thing should be, if the buyer has the right to cancel the loan, if he could at any time say, look, I'm giving it back to you, what will happen if he gives it back? So then, it ends up the money that he had given the seller in the meantime was like a loan. In the meantime, he had use of that computer, and he went to Staples and he bought a computer. He gave the Staples $500, and now he's using the computer. If the buyer has the right to just give it back, so he gets his money back, plus he got use of the computer for 30 days, so that should constitute a problem of ribbis. And before we continue, I'll just let you know that many postmen say that that in fact is usur. Right, we're going to try to spend the rest of the evening to find some way out of that, but it is a real problem. Okay, so that's where we're heading. Let's just go step by step. What the history is, once again, the Gemara case was where someone sold a house or a field with his deal that he can get it back any time for returning the money. The way we understood it based on Tosus and Pashpashan of the Gemara was, it's a tzadach of ribis shayla, it's a possible ribis issue. That Ein Hachinami, if he would never end up redeeming the house or the field, it remains a sale and no harm was done. It's still usur to do because in case he does redeem it, so then it ends up that that money, the purchase price, ended up really being a loan, and in return, the temporary purchaser is returning back, is receiving back his money plus use of the field. That's the way Tosfos understands it. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Ayin Daled, Sifalim says like this: Mochar Sada L'Chaveiro. If someone sold a field to his friend, Ba'amalo, he told him, L'Kshayiyu Limos, when I have money, Tachzili Karka, I want you to return me that field. Lo Kana, the kinyan does not take effect. The Cholapeirus Sha'achal, all the fruits that the produce that the buyer eats in the meantime, Ribis Ketsutzahi, it's Ribis Doraisa, but Motinosa Benayonim, and we can take it out through Betin. The Betin has the right to take that money back because it was Ribis. But if the Lokech on his own said, this is the safe of the price, if the Lokech on his own said, when you get the money, I'll give you back the land. That wasn't a a full-fledged stipulation that obligates him. V'amekach kai miyad. The sale is completed right away. Therefore, the buyer is allowed to eat the food, so if he ends up being a nice guy later, that's a new cheshvan. From this Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, we see a different shan in the Gemara that Tosfos said. Here he's saying, if you make this type of a deal, I'm selling you this field, and I have the right to receive it back any time for the money, the lashon of the Rambam is lo kana. It's not a kinyan at all. Tosfos would have said, well, it's a kinyan that's pending. If it ends up never being redeemed, it was a good kinyan. If it ends up being redeemed, so then it wasn't a good kinyan. It was tarech avirbis, that's the way Tosfos understood it. The lashon of the Rambam is lo kana. It's not a kinyan at all. And that's why he says the produce that's being used in the meantime, that's ribis d'oraisa, ribis ketzutza. So the Rambam is learning a different shot than Tosfos in the Gemara. The Machna Prime says it must be that the Rambam didn't have this gears in the Gemara, tarech avirbis mutter, because it's not tarech avirbis according to the Rambam. What's the svara of the Rambam? Right, the Tosfos we hear, it's pending. If it's going to be ribis, if I end up keeping it, so then no ribis was done, no harm was done. If I end up giving it back, so then that's when there was a ribis problem. The Rambam holds any sale where I have a perpetual right, if I have the right to buy it back, if I have the right to take it back, that's not a sale. That's not called a sale. If I have I'm giving it to you, but I have the right to take it back at any time, that's not called a sale. That's a loan. I'm asking you to lend me the money. It's in different words than we normally say a loan, but that really is a loan. I'm saying, lend me the money. I need the money right now. I'm giving you my field as to use in the meantime, and then whenever I get the money, I want my field back. You might have thought that you were saying it's a sale, but what you really are meaning is giving a loan. That's what the Rambam holds. But that's the way he holds, and according to him, it's a big issue to make such a deal. Now, the problem is, the Rambam contradicts himself. The Shulchan Aruch passages like this Rambam, also in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Reish Zayin, Sifrei, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch say like this: Chein Hamocher Alokeach, if the seller or the buyer, Shehisna Sheyachzel Alamekach Bizman Ploni, they made a stipulation that they want to have that object back in a certain time, or whenever they give back the money, Hare Hamecher Kayim, the sale is completed, V'yachzik Moshe Hisna, and you have to return the object just like the stipulation was made. Right, so here the Rambam is saying that as long as I sold it to you with a kinyan, even though I made a stipulation that I want it back in 30 days, or I said whenever I get the money, I want it back. In the meantime, it's a good sale, and whenever that stipulation is fulfilled, either the time comes up, or I give you the money, or whatever stipulation we make, it rains, whatever stipulation we make, the sale is good, and you have to give it back to me when I said so. So all that's going to ask, this contradicts the first Rambam, who said that's not called a sale, it's called a loan. If I sell you something and I have a right to take it back by giving you the money, that's not called a sale, it's really just a loan. It's a fake loan, it's a cover-up loan. Like that's what Rambam said in Hilchos Hava, in Hilchos Mechira, he calls this a sale. It's a sale all tonight when the stipulation is finished, so then you can give it back. He doesn't say that it's not a sale. He doesn't say lo kana, right? In Hava he says lo kana. It's not a kinyan. Here he's saying it's a kinyan. Hametach kayam, harei hametach kayam, and he just follows the stipulation. It's an open steer in the Rambams. So we'll go a few of the truths which might help us a little bit in our cases. The Lashon Mishnah answers it and says that in Hilchos Ribis, when he said it was a problem, he said Mocher Sada L'Chaveiro. It was a field, like our Gemara. It was a field. It was real estate. In Choshen Mishpat, there he just says Mocher Lokeach, but he wasn't talking about real estate. Was talking about metalkalin. What's the difference? The difference is that when I sell real estate, so there's an obvious Ribis problem because real estate has the fields grow fruits. things grow on fields, right? So since things grow on fields, automatically when I sell it to you for these few years until I redeem it back, you're going to be using that produce every year, and that constitutes ribbis. And that's why the Rambam says that the whole thing's null and void, and it's ribbis katsutsa. But in the case of a talisman, if I sell you, a rake, I sell you a shovel or a lawnmower, so then there's no fruits from it, there's no payers that you eat up from it, there's a use you have, but there's no produce that you're eating from that. So since there's no ribbis involved, that's why the sale works. That's the Lechem Mishnah's Svara. It's very hard to understand because the way that Ibn Ozel asks, Rav Yitzchak brings also from the others, that it's like putting the cart before the horse. Because what we're saying is, well, if there's a ribbis problem, so then there's not a sale. If there's no ribbis problem, so then the sale is null and void. Why should it be like that? We should say that if there's, we should say the opposite. We should be saying that let's just see if it's a good sale or not. Is the sale good or not? If it's good, so it's fine. And if it's not, the sale is not good, it's not fine. Now, is there a ribbis problem? That's a separate issue. It could be the sale was a good sale, but there's still a ribbis problem involved. Why should it be that, well, because there's a ribbis problem, that makes the sale null and void? If when I do metaltalin, I'm saying the sale is good, and the sale is good, and there's no ribbis problem, fine. But if there's a ribbis problem, because it's karka, you could eat the fruits in the meantime, so then it becomes a ribbis problem, and the sale is null and void. The Rambam says it's lo kana, right? Why should it be totally in that? And more than that, the Bris Yitzchak himself, so I don't know why no one has said it until now, it's hard to even say the word. What's this far? They're saying that by a karka, why is there a ribbis there? Because since I tell you the karka, the apples grow on the tree, and those years that I have the apples before I return it, so I benefit from the apples. But the lawnmower that I bought, or the computer that I bought, there are no apples growing. But I still used it. What's the difference? If I would have rented another lawnmower, I would have had to hire someone to mow my lawn. I did have payers, I had to use from it that's worth money from these metallics in the meantime. So the British, so he had.
Even the opposite, you can say that by karka, it was maybe not in the growing season, so there were no payers at all.
Okay, right. Right, and this is something that's even constant, it's even more so. But I guess in a few years you're bound to get something.
Right, but it only lasts.
Right, certainly it's not any better, and it might even be worse, like you're saying. So the Bris Yisrael doesn't understand, why everyone's even talking, beating around the bush over here, that there could be a chilek. I mean, the Svara doesn't make sense. Besides the fact that, why should the ribbis issue decide whether it was a good sale? But if there's a ribbis issue, in me using this land in the meantime, while I'm waiting to see if the mekach is going to last, the same thing should be if I'm using your computer, I'm using your lawnmower, I'm using anything. This should still be a ribbis issue. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who's been very mashma in these halachas, he says that this halacha applies both to real estate and to metaltalin, and that's not going to help us in our returning our computer to Staples, because even though the computer is metaltalin, then we have to steer in the Rambam, we'll have to find another Paris in the Rambam. But to say that the chiluk is between a talcum and a karka is very schwer. Shulchan Aruch Harav doesn't say it at all. He said the favor said there is no chiluk, and most poskim, if not all contemporary poskim, do not go for this heter to say that this issue won't apply to metalcum. So that's not going to help. So once again, we have this problem with the Rambam. In Hilchos Ribbis, he paskins that this right to redeem, this redemption right, is a ribbis problem. And in fact, it's such a ribbis problem that it's not a sale at all. It's a clear loan. We just look at it as a legal loan, and we don't look at the smokescreen of the sale. And in Hilchos Mekach HaMemkar, he says a Mekach Kayim. So the Sma gives a different tariff to answer the Rambam. The Sma says that when is it a ribbis problem? That's if I have a perpetual right to return the object or to have the object returned to me. Since I can take it whenever I want, I can take it back, that becomes a ribbis problem because that's not a sale. Right, the svara using the svara that the Rambam is saying that's not a sale at all. Not like Tosla or Sarecha Brivis. The fact that it could forever take it back, that's not a sale. That's where the Rambam says it's a Rivis problem and it's low kona. Where the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira said that the Mechach is Kayin, that's talking where I set a time limit. I said if I don't have it in, if I don't give you the money in 2 years, so then it's yours. So since I set a time limit to it, I said that you can use it for 2 years. I won't redeem it for 2 years. Only after 2 years I'll have the right to redeem it. So in that case, this Mar says that the Rambam is holding that it's a good kinyan. Because why? Because there, for those first 2 years, I have no right to redeem it. So I'm selling it for you. It's a good sale for these 2 years. You can't look at it as a smokescreen that it's really a loan. You have the right to hold this house or this field for 2 solid years, and no one can take it away from you. Right? That's what the Rambam is saying. And that's a real sale. It's he says the lashon is no worse than a ton of amanas lahafter. If I give you my etrog, on the condition that you give it back to me when you're finished. So as long as you're holding that etrog, it's yours. And then when you give it back to me, it becomes mine again. So same thing over here. If for these 2 years I can't redeem it, so it might be a mechra amanas lahafter. But during those 2 years, it's your property. It's a solid sale, and there's no ribbis involved with it, because I sold it to you. Afterwards, when you give it back, so that's a new situation. That's the way the Sma understands it. The Machne Prime says it's fair to say this Chilch in the Rambam, but he agrees with it, Hetcher. But once again, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is mach when he says it doesn't make a difference. It's still not a mecher. What are you saying? For these first 2 years, you can keep it, and I can't take it away from you. But what happens afterwards? If in 3 years I then exercise my right to give you the money and I take my field back, so the first 2 years might have been a sale. But how about the second year, between the second year and the third year? Right? What was that? That was also a ribbis problem. He wants to say that why should it be different than any Tanai? Even if I had a perpetual right, if you hold that, that's a matanah nachlahafter. So until I gave you the money, until I fulfilled the Tanai of giving you the money, you had the right to keep it. And still we say that's a problem according to the Rambam. So he doesn't hold that there's any difference between if you had the right to hold it for 2 years before I could exercise that right or not. That doesn't make a difference. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav disagrees with the Sma and the Machne Ephraim, and he holds that's asir. Now, that wouldn't cost too much in our case either, because when you have a 30-day return right or the trial period, so then, that even the Machne Prime and the Sma would agree that that doesn't help, because this heter is the opposite. This heter is for the first 2 years you have it, so we could say, look, it's a sale for those 2 years. Afterwards, there's a new cheshbon. But these 2 years you have it. But if it's the other way around, if immediately I have the right to return it, right? I, the buyer, have the right to return it immediately. So even if I only have that right for 30 days, but for those 30 days, it's a loan. Those 30 days, I've lent you the money, and I have the right to return it at any time. You can't look at it as a sale based on the Svar of the Rambam. Right? Even if you want to be Mechalik and say, well, if you have the first 30 days, you can't return it, but and then only afterwards you can, maybe that will help. But over in our typical situations, when you buy something from the store, so there the 30 days is the right that you can return it immediately. So you would have you wouldn't have a heter based on that either. Besuda says a beferish that if even though you set a limit for when you can return it, but if you can return immediately, that represents a ribbis problem immediately. Now, how about this ideal that we said? The Gemara was really talking about if the seller made the stipulation. How about in our case where the buyer is the one who has the right to return it at any time? Can we be mechalek? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav once again says, "Befeirish, there's no difference if it's the buyer or the seller. Either way, if either one has the right to nullify the sale, that's not a sale. It becomes a loan, and it's not a sale at all." However, the Minchas Elazar says a svara. He thinks of a svara that he starts with. He doesn't end with it, but he says a svara that maybe there's a difference between a sale, between the seller having the right to take back the money, to take back the object, and the buyer having the right to take back his money. He says like this, Atanai osa mekach kalva. The only time we say that Atanai turns a sale into a loan, that's rakash ala mocha yeshu l'schus adayin. That's only when the seller has the right that he could give the money back and take back the merchandise. But if the seller has no longer any right or permission to get his object back, so then that becomes a mecher. But he's saying, why is it that when the seller has the right to give the money and take back the object, it's not a mecher? Because look, I sold it to you, and if any time I could just reverse it, it's like there's a string attached. I gave you the thing, but there's still a string on it because I could pull it back whenever I want. That's not a sale. How can I say that I sold it to you and whenever I want I could just pull it back and give you back the money? In this case, the buyer has the right to return it for any length of time. We don't care about that. It's a sale. Looking at the seller's angle, that was a sale. And he has no permission to give the money back. Right? I sold it, and I have no right to take it back. I gave you the right to take that, but you have all the cards now. I sold it to you, and if you want, you could keep it. So that constitutes like a shimei rishus. It was used to be in my rishus. I used to own it, and now I gave it to you, and I can't renege on the deal anymore. The fact that you can renege, that doesn't make it into a loan anymore. It's still a sale. That's what Minchas Olazim wants to say, and so he wants to say that maybe this whole Gemara is only talking about a problem when the seller, like the Gemara said, I sold you the field, and I said that when I give you the money, I want the field back. That constitutes a loan. That's called a loan. It's a smoke screen that we're saying that, well, you know, you make a sale. But the fact that I could pull it back any time, that's a sale. But if I can't take it back, I can't say, here's your money, give me the object back. You have the right to ask the money back, and if by giving me back the object, so that's still a sale. That's the story he wants to say. However, he concludes that maybe it's not such a good svara, and then later in his agos, at the end of the sefer, he says he thought about it some more, and he holds that there's no chilek. Because when you think about it, it's still not a sale, because, you know, we're like, why do we, the svara sounded very good, because I defined a sale in a very limited way. I defined a sale by saying, well, a sale means that when I sell it, when I give you something, and I can't pull it back anymore, that's a sale. But if I give it to you and I can pull it back, that's not a sale. But suppose we understand a sale as saying a transaction between two parties in which neither one can renege. I give you the object, you give me the money, and neither of us can take it back, so that constitutes a sale. If either one of us can reverse it by either the seller saying, look, here's your money back, I want the object, or the buyer saying, here's your object back, I want my money back, that's not a sale anymore. Right? Well, it was just because it was like semantics. We described the sale in a certain way, so then we say, well, it's only nullified, it's only voided if the seller has the right to do it, but the buyer, who says that's shot in a sale? A sale might mean when there's a transfer of money and not merchandise, where neither one can renege on it, and if either one can reverse it, that's not a sale anymore, it's a loan.
So what you really want to say is that it's a method
of thought? Well, it's not a method of thought, because there was nothing wrong here. Everyone agreed up front. But I didn't find anything wrong with it. I gave you a trial period. So see if you like it. If you don't like it, give it back to me.
Yeah,
that's not a method of thought. I didn't cheat you. There was nothing wrong with it.
That, but when I bought it, it's not what I was looking for.
It was what you were looking for. It's just, I told you, look, you know, you already have a computer. This computer will do more. So, and I'll show. Just take it home and you see what this computer does. Your work will be so much faster. And you take it home and it does exactly, the work is faster. Everything is exactly like I said. But you don't want to spend the $500 on it. You say, okay, thank you. I appreciate it. It was nice using that. But I don't need it. It was not a method of toast. There was nothing went wrong. I'm just exercising this right to get my money back that you gave me in the beginning. And since it's not a sale, that should be that I lent you the money, the $500 in the meantime, and you gave me the right to use the computer because you were using my money.
Why don't you just call it another transaction?
Okay, so that you said the beginning, so the person do talk about it. If you say another, that's not this case, but you have to say, if you want to give it back, so then I'll buy it back from you. But that's not the Lashon. The Lashon usually is a money back guarantee, a trial period, just give it back and I'll give it to your money. But if you say such a Lashon, that's an achot sefoskim, at least. And that's the way they want to answer the Rambam. So we're back to this problem here, where we're buying the computer. Now, if we're buying from Staples, it's not really a problem, because I don't think Staples is owned by a Jew, and you're allowed to take rivets from a non-Jew. But suppose Staples was Jewish, or we're buying it from a Jewish store. So then we had this problem. We wanted to say, well, maybe if it's metaltolin, you know, so there is a little bit, the Lech HaMishnah says there's a chil between metaltolin and karka, but that's hard to hear that chil. It's only 30 days you have the right to return it. They don't give you 5 years to return it. It's only for 30 days. But that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. It doesn't even help if you can have it for two solid years first. Certainly, it doesn't help the fact that you are limited to the amount of time that you can return it. If immediately you can return it, that's the pursuit that everyone holds. That's still a problem. That doesn't answer the Rambams here in the Rambams. If I can immediately give it back, that doesn't help. The only thing we could say was, well, maybe because the Lokeach has the right to return it. So we have a little bit of a story from Minchas Alazar. The Chikrei Lev also begins to say such a svara, that it's only a problem if the seller has the right to nullify the sale, but if the buyer has the right, maybe it doesn't nullify the, it doesn't become a ribbis problem. But that also Shulchan Aruch Rav says is clearly no different. The svara of Minchas Alazar himself is chozer, because Yehuda is machmir, and that doesn't help either. And as I said in the beginning, the Torah service of Hershel says, in fact, it's also, right? It's also to take something on a 30-day trial period, and even if even if you end up keeping it, but just taking in the beginning, that wasn't a sale. It's not a sale. It's a loan. And when the 30 days is up, so then it becomes a sale. But those 30 days, you violated, according to the Shulchan Aruch, an Isser Ribbis Ketzutza. Now, in most contemporary cases, if you're doing business with a store, so a store is a corporation, and even though this might be an issue of Issa Duraisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch Hasidur is Ketzutza, the Shachta, the Ramah holds it's only Drabanan here, and we do have these other possible Heterim, that it's Metaltolin, and it's a limited time, maybe, which isn't such a good heter, but it's metaltim at least, and it's rokeach, which the Mechus Laws had a habamin, and maybe that makes a difference. But if in addition we have Ramosha's heter that there's no problem in taking ribbis from a corporation because that corporation has no shivut haguf, there's no shivut on their nechasim, it's just limited to limited liability, so that could be a possible help over here, that if it's incorporated, so that might help us. But this Mishmar de Rivitz has another svara, which I think is a good svara. He says that, why is it Rivitz over here? Because when you're giving money to the store, it's a loan. And because you gave them the money, they're giving you the right to use the computer in the meantime, and that constitutes Rivitz. But suppose that's not why the store is giving you the right to use the computer. Suppose the store is giving you the right to use the computer because they hope that once you have it in your house, you're not going to schlep it back, or you're going to see that how useful it is, and it's worth their while to give it to you in the meantime for 30 days for free use, because 80% of the people end up keeping it like that. That's why they're giving, not because they have the advance rights to the money.
It's a marketing expense. They're thinking it as a loss, or they're
but that would be ribbons. But that's called ribbis because they're giving this person this benefit.
Doing business, it's like an advertisement.
Okay,
an advertisement,
so
this isn't ribbis. This is a
way. Right. So let's say that's their way of inducing a person to purchase it. Mm-hmm. I just calling it a marketing loss. That wouldn't help you because that could be ribbis too. Paying ribbis interest is also a marketing loss. But they're doing it to induce you. Now, how do I know that that's what they're doing? Because suppose you go to the store and say, look, I'll take your 30-day trial. Let me try the car for 30 days, the computer for 30 days, whatever it is for 30 days. But I don't have the money yet. Let me give you a post-dated check. And if I end up keeping it, at the end of 30 days, so then cash the check. And in the meantime, just hold the check. So if the company will agree to do that, so then it's clear that they're not letting you use the computer or the car in the meantime because now they have the right to use the money. In the meantime, they use the money for, they make money on that money and they don't mind this mark being expensive having you use it. They're just trying to convince you to buy it, and this is good. Give it to them approval, let them have it in the meantime, and chances are they'll keep it. So if that's the case, that could be a hedger. But I don't know if the stores will do that. But you know, if the stores, but a lot of times the stores say, look, you know, 30-day trial period, you know, no payments required for another year, right? They give you that deal sometimes. Use our credit card and no payment for a year. So if that's what they're doing, so then for sure there's no problem because they're not getting the money for another year. And even if you end up paying them right away, it's not going to be ribbis because they've shown us, they've demonstrated that they're not letting you use the computer or the car because they have the money. They're willing to give it to you even if you don't give them the money. So once they demonstrate that they don't care about the money, the fact that you give them the money, you happen to pay them because you don't want to have it on your head that you didn't pay them yet, that's not going to be a ribbis problem because they're not taking it as ribbis. They're taking it as a marketing expense. So that could be a good sorrow to be maple. This whole issue becomes, the Mishnah Srivis says this whole issue becomes a problem in another format also, and that's, you have certain libraries, they sell tape cassettes, and the deal is that you can return it any time and get back your money. But they sell Torah tapes for $2, and if you keep it, it's yours. If you want, return it any time for the $2, I'll give you the $2 back. So that's another clear ribbis problem. They're probably not incorporated also in that case. But you're giving them the $2 and you have use of the tape. And then you give them the tape back and you get your $2 back. So you lent them the $2 and they had the right to use your money. And in return, they let you use the tape. So the eighth thing he gives is that they should say, we're giving you the tape for $2. If you want, come back and we might buy it back from you. We might not buy it back from you. You want to take your chances. So the fact that we're not mechuyev to buy it back, that helps. That's an eighth way he gives.
So it's the same story as before. It's another sale. It's another transaction.
Yeah, well, that's not such a good hedge.
Not binding themselves.
That's not such a good hedge. If they were bound to buy it back, that might just be another smokescreen for ribbis. And they're not going to agree. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with that hedge.
This is a security deposit.
Yeah, so I was thinking of that also. If it's a security deposit, so they're also, if Pashas, that would be problematical. Because I know they had a tape library at Yeshiva. They used to give you know, $5 per tape, and then you could borrow up to $5 per each tape, and then they give it back to you at the end of the year if you want. So in the meantime, you're giving them all that money, they're giving you use to the tapes. So if it would be that, like it used to be, you just give them a check. And they don't cash the check unless the year ends and you didn't get the tape, then they cash it. So if they agree not to cash the check, it's like it's an escrow. They don't have a right to cash it in the meantime. So it's not because I gave them money to use, they let me use the tape. It's, the reason I gave them the money is, like we learned in the past, that was because they want to pressure me, induce me to return the tape in time. And that's why it's like a penalty, like we spoke about last week. That's why they're holding onto that check, not because... That's why they're letting me use the tape, because they have a way of forcing me to give it back. It's not really a loan. So that would be a way to get out of that problem, not to cash the check. So they cash the check, so then you have to find some way of formulating it, not giving it all back. There has to be somebody doing it.
For an apartment.
Yeah.
They're supposed to, most states, they're supposed to keep it
in escrow. They keep it in escrow.
Not combing all the other.
Right.
So that, they can't use the money. So
right, so that's okay. Just one last possibility. Rabbi Reisman in his sefer gives an eitzah, which also is not so practical, I mean, unless you have a store in Borough Park. He says you could say like this. He says the return policy is that if you return it after 7 days, so then we will purchase it back from you. Like combining a couple of these items. The first idea is that, which was a machlokes, that since you don't have a right to return it right away, right? Not that you can't return it right away. After 7 days you can return it. Before 7 days you can't return it. So he invokes the sma, that according to the sma, that's not a ribbis problem because it's, you can't do anything for 7 days. Okay, Shulchan Aruch disagreed. But then he adds in this other thing that we're not accepting it a return. We're repurchasing it, like even saying. So that's also, even though not everyone agrees with that heter, so you combine these two heterim, and after 7 days, we will purchase it back from you, and especially if you're a corporation, you can add a motion into that, and that would help, that would be a way of getting around this issue. In conclusion, you know, we have to be careful, and Charles Rivas said this also, but maybe this Mishpat Rivas Svar, I think, was a good Svar, that if we can demonstrate that they don't really mean it as Rivas, they mean it as a way of inducing you to make the purchase. And the only reason that they're asking for the money is because, you know, they don't want you to steal, but they'll be willing to hold a post-dated check, or they'll give you, you know, 12 months no payment, if, as long as you sign on the agreement. So in that case, that would be a good heter, especially combining the fact that here you're the lokeach with the right to return it, which according to some person was okay, and if it's in a corporation, if it's metaltolin, all the different issues we talked about, and that would be okay.